And when I rejoice in the Lord, the Holy Spirit gets behind it. And that fountain begins springing up within my soul. And something happens to the inner man. I tell you what happens. The kingdom of God comes. The king comes. The king comes. Such a sad thing that today people interpret prophecies of the Bible like the old Pharisees did, exactly like that. They're trying to build again the wall of the weeping wall there in Jerusalem. It ain't tall enough. It ain't big enough. They have to put some more bricks on it. And they built the Temple of Solomon again and all that sort of business, which God says has been done away because he has established something better, a tabernacle not built with hands, eternal in the heavens. The kingdom of God is within you, or you'll never be in the kingdom of God.